I'm gonna start off by asking you what your tribe is.
Fireweed.
And are you a chief or anything?
Yeah, belongs to Quail.
Oh.
My son is taking Quail's name. Will survive it from his own.
How do you become a chief? Is that just handed down through the families?
Our chief is a hereditary chief, so it's handed down honors to the nephew.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
It's on the maternal side, not the paternal. So.
Oh, alright. Okay, I ask you your birth date. Where
March
were you born?
1911-17.
And that was in Kispiak?
Yeah, in Kispiak.
And what was it like living when you were a little girl? Like, what sort of things did you do?
I really like it.
Yeah.
We went to school at old school, day school. Got first book and then I up to fifth book when I quit school. Yes, because my brother's record was got a measle and they don't allow me to go to school. So I start working with a preacher for I don't know many months.
So the preacher taught school?
The
early missionaries were the teachers.
Then I forgot the name of that preacher. Mr. Sansom. That's his name. So I worked with helping her wife cleaning up the house and cleaning floor, everything, washing, ironing, and she do the cook. Just help like that for I don't know many months I was with her. And after I quit.
One day Methodist teachers were. There were the Methodists were the first missionaries to come to the Kispiox area. I guess there were United Church by the time Mr. Sansom came. Or Methodist.
Methodist, I know.
And then they became United, joined the United Church. The Methodist missionary.
And how far did that school go up to? Like just elementary school?
Sixth grade, but I didn't finish it.
Oh, yeah.
Because that sickness comes around and they don't let us go into school.
Oh, yeah.
So that's where I helped that preacher's wife. About 3-4 months, I forgot. And then after, and Mrs. Love up the valley want me to work with her, so I just stay right up there. I forgot how many months I was with her. And summertime and all the Indian goes to the coast, so my grandfather and grandmother moved to go to the coast, so I quit working.
Why did they go to the coast? Just for work?
Every summer, the people all over around here went to the coast to fish and the manson, gill netting. They used the boat with the big flag on it. Finally, they used gasoline boat.
So. The school in Kispiox, were there any whites going to school with you?
No.
Just natives?
Just Indian kids. There's one room and one on the other side is for first. On the other side when they finish grade 6 and they move on the side.
Oh, so, yeah.
I didn't finish school. And that's what I did. Told you. Why I quit school in 5th grade in Canadian book.
Do you have any stories that your parents or your grandparents might have handed down to you? Like about superstitions or just stories they told you before you went to bed?
Down the coast?
Anywhere.
We do lots of things.
And the mothers can let us.
I don't know what and the mothers is.
Mm-hmm.
Lifetime is sucked in life.
But you were your grandmother told you and the mother.
We need to marry. Well, you can do the tape.
No, because she's answering you wrong.
That's all right.
It's okay.
Before 10 o'clock and they wouldn't let me go out. So I lay down and sleep and she said, telling stories. Never finish the stories. So I'm running around every day.
Can you tell me anything about the feasts and the celebrations that they had? Why do they have them?
I don't know.
You don't understand what she's asking you?
Get a lie head, like with lately at this.
Tell me what you know about the feasts.
Like what kind of feasts are there and stuff? Like I know one, there's a funeral feast, that's the only one I know.
That's the only one they do now, except for the one the stone arrived.
When the first young lady got monthly sick, then they have to put feast.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's what I know.
Oh, yeah.
And if anybody died, they put up a feast. Mm-hmm. And the fence finished feast.
And how does that work? I died and it's my family that puts up the feast or the...
Your maternal.
Your family.
Mm-hmm.
The side of the woman.
Mm-hmm.
And if the man's family died, they have to put up the feast. Mm-hmm. The chief on the family by a wheat and frog and wool. They've got their own chief.
Mm-hmm.
And there's lots of chief beside them.
Yeah. Okay.
That's all I remember about.
What about name giving?
Yeah, they give names. My Indian name first time when I was small. It's complete. And the second one when I'm a teenager is Akstan Amarnau.
Oh.
And when my grandmother was gone and they give her name to me is Lulu. And there's another one scattered, was gone not very many years ago. And they want me to take the name in a big feast. All the families help with food and money.
So you don't have to do everything, it's the entire family?
All the families donate clothes and money and food. But it's important really just.
How many names do you have? But how many has he told her? Are you writing down what she's told
her? No, teenager, she gave a wife. And then it's new and then gave it to me. And then scattered. There's a five white in them.
She's had five names.
Mm-hmm. And can just anybody go in and ask for a name?
Ask?
Yeah.
Is with Nedista.
No. Can anybody just did a number to the which didn't indeed to meet them what they don't always get it.
No. That's all I remember.
Ned did a second of one negative get it what again.
Oh, a little muddy in the knees.
Oh, that's alright.
A bit sweatish.
Okay.
Okay. Getting a bit sweaty in the water, see.
And like when you got your first name, did you pass that on to somebody else too?
All the chiefs in the feast and leading them west on the side of my grandfather's.
Mm-hmm.
They have to call my name and they get money.
Oh,
they pay
I've
them
seen
some
that.
Money.
Yeah.
Help, they say. I can't remember many of them. The frog family.
Mm-hmm.
And if the fish going up, if any of my family died, so they help me. The side of frog.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and the side of fireweed to the family.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so what? So collapsing is the start with on the side of the board and not us. Yeah.
Oh, right.
Like when Joe was died too, I owe so much money on the frog. It's my grandfather's side. Body. I never finished what I did when I was 16 years old. Last time I worked with Miss Love for 3 or 4 months, I forgot.
Mm-hmm.
Helping her cleaning, washing, ironing.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes she wants me to do cooking.
Yeah,
really. But the daughter of her is helping me.
So you lived right in with them for a while?
Yeah, we stay up till the time for my grandparents to go to the coast.
Mm-hmm.
So that's when I quit. At the end of May in Plymouth.
We went from middle of May, the end of May, I forget.
And they're gone all summer?
Till the end of
the
August.
Men? Well,
end
fishing.
Of August, isn't it? We don't fish.
Green.
End of August, we don't fish.
June goes around, yeah, there's wind. Sailboat, oh, that guy. And a woman just used hand filling cans and wash fish in the can. Yeah, little masses of worms. Every year the old people went down the coast. You know, they don't allow any young girls to work in a cannery before.
Huh.
Don't let no teenagers. Now everybody's work.
And they were pretty strict a while ago. They wouldn't, like my grand said, they wouldn't let the young girls out when she was a girl.
Excuse me.
She's hard of hearing.
Oh.
But if I interfere, you know what the results are.
Yeah. Like my granny was telling me that the young girls weren't allowed out at all before.
Like the
as from time eternal, they sneak up.
Can you tell me anything about the flood of
1936?
Or some of the big flood.
Oh, when the people goes around on the train.
Yeah.
Yeah. Barbara was small when we go around to Vancouver.
So they shipped everybody to Vancouver?
Yeah, and get off at, what you call that station in Vancouver, where the train stops.
Yeah, Grand Central.
And all the Indians still on the train. And some rich people get off and get their own room somewhere in Vancouver.
Oh.
And was Barbara going there?
And after, when we get on a boat to ship us to the cannery, and they put all the Indians down where the cement is in the boat.
Oh, yeah.
See?
Down in the hole?
The sticks, what she was beneath when we get down to it. We'll always stand there.
Were you in Kispiax at the time of the flood?
Yeah.
So was there a lot of houses that went down?
That's really high water. So.
And there's rivers on both sides of Kispiax.
When the old hole was still up there and Barbara...
Like here, the confluences.
Which actually, they did not so little that because burned down. When the whole flood took you over 2 years.
No, we had the one thing she was doing.
Yeah. Any deaths at all during the flood? Anybody die?
No. So you can see the houses going down the river that leaves across the road, the wagon road, down the old village where the totem pole is.
Did they always have that bridge at Kispiax, or was that built just recently, the Kispiax Bridge?
This is the second bridge that's there now, if I'm allowed to supply what she can.
You do the writing.
This is the second one. The other, first, didn't the first one go out? I don't know, I wasn't living, no, was I living there? Now? Did the first one go out?
Oh, it was stucky.
Wouldn't that wouldn't really get clear much little stogomet could he. This is the second one that I know of that's there now.
Okay, much of them
they took it apart, I guess, or did the flood take it out?
It needs second one there, but this is how that was just need to go little
curtains.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
I didn't know. I only know of two.
Did your father do any trapping at all, or anything like that?
Trapping where?
Trapping.
Trapping?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. What sort of things did he trap? Or where
the
did he trap?
The old people trap, but I don't. I can't remember the last time when Granny, my grandmother and grandfather lives at Luton Dillon. I'm a bit miles in Dillon past Marty Allen's
Luton Dillon,
that's what they call this place. Where is the fishing ground and old people and hunting ground.
They live there nearly all year round.
Before, but not after, when I was knew what they're doing. they put up a little log house. Henry Alec and Joshua Johnson, my grandfather, they've got their own little log house. Before they got just like smoking house, and we all stay. They stay on the other side. And the other side, and a big fire in the middle.
Oh, yeah.
And I see them doing it. Just frying food beside the fire.
Is that when you stick it, the whole fish on a stick?
I don't know what in fall. Kui mä kuus pois lyktyt hoitlyyn dilansin, niin kään ees. Got ready to set up, cleaning up the trail to go to trap beavers, everything what they got.
It was our grandmother's family.
And grandmother wants to have a yeast bread, and she digs the lahip, it's really deep, she did. And she put stones underneath, and lay something on top of the stone. They put it in the fire, and it's really red hot. Put it down when the bread is ready, and you just put it down there and cover it with. And she, I don't know how she find out when it's cooked. And then she take it out, a big bread pan they use, and it's for this much. So I asked her one time, I remember I asked her, what you people doing before the Amshiwa comes around? So she said, we just live like this, but and what yurt we use. And she said, look, they look for really sharp stone. They put it on a big long stick, and they use it to chop in wood. And in winter time, they got something on the stick too to open the ice so they can see right underneath.
That must have been neat.
Yeah.
Well, I guess you didn't go to school when you were out there.
Every time when they move, they have to take me, so I didn't go much school.
So I guess things were a lot better with the white men. Did you like it better then or now?
No,
okay.
This is simple, right? I really like when she tell me about what they, how they cook in long many years ago. Now Amshiwa is all over and everybody's using what they did.
Before they had the telephone lines, and how did you communicate to somebody else in another village?
I wonder how. It's the someone. They sent someone to deliver what they were doing. So just walk, I guess. No telephone there, so that's what they're doing.
Did you have any problems with the white people while you were growing up?
No, don't remember.
Well, they were always ready to accuse you, didn't they? Like Mrs. Lopin here sitting with a spoon or whatever.
All the people are really good friends long time ago. They're not against an Indian or anything.
And they ended up finding it.
All the alcohol, probably.
They're all friendly people, Indian. Two white men with a Frenchman.
Well, one was a Norwegian. Because Bernard worked for him up in the Lakes Country, and he told all about how the feasting was conducted out there at Kispiak. So one was a Norwegian, because somebody got ahead of him and married Mrs. Love. Jack Love got ahead of him, he came over from Norway to marry Mrs. Love.
And Uma was Jack Love, Mrs. Love, and the next. Way back, Sweden.
And then this man came over wanting to marry her.
And I forgot
she'd already married Jack Love.
She already married Mrs. Love? I didn't know that.
But there's Norwegian that stayed in the village, and so he ended up staying in the village for 10 months.
You've got the book, and you know that.
I haven't got a book.
I told you to.
It was Bernard who told me from this Norwegian who saw what went on in the 1920s.
About the Indians.
I was just born then, so I wouldn't know. She was 10 years older than I am.
And the life was not Indian.
What kind of sports and stuff did you have?
I don't know what year when they start.
Old Town.
Everybody played Old Town. Still do.
If you have slits there, there's a dance that I see. In a big old log house. And all the women's got white clothes using when they're dancing. The Augusta used just two guitar. The look sweats when you dance.
Yeah. You see, she's 10 years older than I am.
Just one time I see it. They don't let us kids around.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know how I get in to see that. And all they do is before it's one us when.
Oh, I enjoyed that.
And squeeze us up. That,
you have to go and watch them.
It's really fun.
I saw. Next one didn't need me, no?
Swan uphill, the Swan didn't need.
I remember going to one of them.
But Henry Arnold, the big one. And I'm scared, but what can I do? Silk was when the Swan was really going strong and get in heat and really funny. They use something on the head and the feathers here. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And they've got their own halide and blah and blunt, what they call it. There's a little something on down below and it's noisy.
Hoofs that rattle.
And they got the leggings like. They use some towels. Big rattle, and there's lots of drummer on the end, and Sarant is on one side, and the big high doctor on that side. They're really funny. Silk quilted and really scared.
I think it was funny.
Long time when I see some witch doctor comes from Hazleton, I don't know who their name, and they take me in to watch them. There's a bunch of highlight all over in
that. Is that right? I never saw that.
What's the old man's name? They've got a big house. So they all come. The new witch doctor.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they were endorsing.
Look.
The person becoming a. Well, I don't know who were the witch doctors. They were the.
The lady of Swanas, nice.
They were the healing doctors. Which doctors are the ones who are the Haldogits?
Which what is the lady? Like a doctors, there's other kinds of.
They were the healing, the good ones. They were healing doctors.
So both Haldogits and Halites are doctors, and one of them
Haldogit is, they can kill the people, that's what they said. I don't know if it's true how they do.
True, but there's a difference between the two groups. One
Haldogit is witch stuff,
witchcraft. Yeah. But the others, they were
the witch. The other one was just the doctors, high doctors.
They were just
doctors. Really dressed up and lots of sand, they called it. They laid a big stick here and, mm-hmm. and they make noise when the medicine man were singing.
Mary Smith and I used to go and surround
people sitting in front of them. they dream about the sick people, so they gather up them and they give them some any kind of stuff. The luginim, that's what they call it, lark's oil and so on. So the next day they're really busy to heal the people.
But so what is
luginim. And when the old Indian wants to talk about the marriage, mm-hmm. so they have to come with bunch of all kinds of clothes and bring it to their parents.
Asking for the daughters now.
And the sight of the young man. Yeah, I guess that's the engagement or what. I see what they do with heroin. From Kitchengar. Mm-hmm. Side of the man, they bring lots of old clothes like been using.
Well, they just during the depression work they get the money to their very well-off family.
And they did the same with me too, one of Willie Tetz.
Is that right?
They want to knock me. So I don't want him.
Never had anything to do with the young men, you see. It was their family who were doing the proposal. And I said, no way.
Like engagement ring, will do.
Yeah. And the girl, if the girl declined, well, you gave the goods back, which my mother did. She gave the goods back.
Sure. The grandmother is getting their stuff. I forgot how much money the nuchsech and lose bring it to them. So my uncle don't want me to marry that man. Silas don't want Willie.
Really.
I don't know. So
I knew why.
I stay with them, my uncle.
I didn't get married until I was 22.
And when my grandmother and grandfather's fishing with this young man, but I didn't want, so I stay with my uncle. And in the fall, they're going to have wedding, that's what they plan. So I don't like him. So they put all their stuff back to them.
I always wanted to see the faraway places.
So I find what I like myself. They can't say no. I've had Selma and Margaret and Doreen and Walter and Glenn and Bass and who else? A bit of twist, you know. Doreen and it's Doreen, no?
I don't know, let's start with Thelma. Who is the next oldest?
Margaret. And Walter.
Walter. Doreen.
Doreen. And
Barbara.
And
Jeannie. And Glenn. You have seven children.
Seven, three. There's five girls and two boys.
All the girls are lifeless. The one boy died, wasn't it?
And Gil told his man to get. That's why I come home summertime to see him.
Well, where do you live?
Eh?
You don't live in Kispia?
No. Oh. Stay with Jeannie in Vancouver.
Hey.
Yeah.
Her youngest daughter.
Go to school there in university. I don't know where.
She's an RN, but she wanted to teach, so she went back to university.
Mm. Maybe she's going to finish here, I don't know. She's a practical nurse, and he registered a nurse,
yeah,
and then she wants to finish her degree now.
So she can teach.
Mm-mm. And now they go around amongst the old people, white and Indians. Sometimes she stays in the office, Indian, where all the Indian comes.
Is that right?
She works sometimes, just 2 weeks, 2 days a week. Now what's she doing?
A while ago they didn't have these medical services and all that, did they? Like when you were a girl, did they have them?
Did they have the Miss Menzies when you were a young girl or when you were a young adult? After you were married?
Oh, no. I gave good husband.
You were a young girl with Miss Menzies, because I recall her, and I'm 10 years younger.
Well, Menzies was around when we stayed together in Greece.
Yeah.
Oh.
So it was when you were only. How old were you when you got married?
17.
17.
Mm-hmm. That gave me wish to Menzies.
Yeah, she was there, and medical to dispense drugs and whatnot.
I didn't finish what I was stopping. Not the teacher to the school even. I was in the road.
He started off with Samson.
Probably she didn't school.
Think back.
Wilton Quinn for teacher. I guess Miss Martin's or Hubler for teacher. When I was in the first book of Willie and Edison. I forgot who's the other one teaching after her. So it's lovely since we get her teacher at Lombard. when she teaches on the black porch over there and she starts from the corner and right, 1, 2, 3, up on ABC. It's Robert Thomas. Look, that Pierce, what he was, that teacher.
Pierce was the first missionary.
And
no, I've got Pierce's book somewhere.
I can't remember that first one.
From Potlatch to Pulpit.
When all the Indian was really wild. Swanage from Potlatch, they're doing it up there. Well, yeah, well, Potlatch. No. And then this man goes to the heathen, they call them. On the side of the road, on the side is the religion people. And this preacher got a little bell, like what you use when the kids outside
oh,
for recess.
What was that? What was that missionary's name? I should remember.
So nobody
the man who tolled the bell. My grandfather used to tell about it.
And they spoke and have a look, did they would prevent that old village down.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, so they cut it off, there's devil on the other side.
Oh.
They don't want the preacher to go by to them where them old houses speak on with the what in the wind.
Yeah, this is where all the potlatching was going on. And mm-hmm. They wanted it to stop because it was
and Swanash.
Oh heavens.
Heathen did still heathen. They don't believe of anything. Just believe in what they're doing.
Yeah.
Swanash. And Badlatch.
That's why grandmother never told us much about what Latin or what she didn't care about.
It's not nice.
About the different things. Because she had become a Christian and she, they were supposed to do away with the old life.
Oh, I see.
The church needed, that's what they called them when they first cemetery.
Is that part of the reason why the Glenval people moved? Is that part of the reason why?
No, the Salvationists decided. The Methodists were already there. They were the first missionaries to arrive. And then the Salvation Army came along and they wanted but whatever church came to a village first, they thought they were the ones who should do the teaching and whatnot, because they've already taught them quite a bit. So this is why they told the Salvationists to, if they wanted to build a church, to go somewhere else to do it. Miss Amelia?
That's why they moved down.
And that's Kispiak's, Glenvalor's Kispiak's Reserve number 2. It's their farmlands. You see, Kispiak's as it stands is just a rocky. And Glenvalor got the best of the deal because of the Salvation, because of religion. It's really Kispiak's. And those were their farmlands, I know. Our grandparents had a farm there, and their big chief had a huge farm there.
Oh,
Gail had a huge farm there.
Gail, I hear a lot about him. What's his name?
Gail.
And who's Gail or whatever now?
Gail is Walter. Her son is Gail now.
I was my grand. I always talks about him. I don't know who he is.
Who's your grandmother?
Ellen Woods.
Oh, yeah, she knows all about him.
Do you remember?
No, Ellen Woods and Matthew Ellen Woods. We'll spell them.
Matthew Ellen
Woods. It's in Ellen Woods.
Oh, neither.
Yeah.
Ah. His license was William Stevens. And actually was the voice of Ellen Woods.
Half brother with Russell Stevens.
Yeah, they're from Kispiak.
Mm-hmm.
See, this is how come some of them moved, because they wanted to become some faces. And the others wanted to remain Methodists. I guess they were Methodists at the time.
Mm-hmm. So right now, are the Methodists still in Kispiak?
No. United Church.
Yeah.
They became the United Church after.
When the girls started shooting.
Well, this is what happened. They moved, the other church moved in, and this is why they made the move down.
Mm-hmm.
They upheld. Ellen was maybe a teenager when I see her in Kispiak still, in Kispiak.
I said she was a little girl.
Yeah.
Because, you know, James there, he was only 12 years old when they moved down.
How old was James when he died?
Ellen was really a young girl when 96. She married James.
Yeah.
So it was me and good Malula.
Yeah, Miriam Russell.
Yes, and this me and me. And then the one
girl.
Henry Russell to Knoxford.
Do you remember anything about the world wars? Like, was this area affected by the wars?
That's Lindy Life, when I was in war, and complex with them, she was.
Oh, well, that's okay. Maybe I'll talk to her.
You
after.
Do the talking now about the war.
No. Just you know everything was rushing.
Yeah,
and well, you had to have coupons. I was young, so I didn't have any, I couldn't deal with coupons. But you were older.
When did the war start? 39?
That's okay if you don't remember anything.
Can't remember.
I know food was rationed, sugar was. Meat, butter. I remember that much.
Do you have anything else to say before we finish up? Any stories or something you might want to tell?
Indian stories.
Yeah. That's good.
All I remember is squash.
You can talk in Indian if you want. If you have to.
I suck squash from Ingetsti. Yeti bach, di bach. Nakomu and Adam Naksti. Slitch on ums and mirach. There were two salmon berries loose. There's a little trail with you. It's orange bach. Some cigars. Ja, nu het zaas koos. Niet aardig, nog. Nog van meer oogst. Ja, het koos. Ik was het. Bedoetselen. Ja, bedoetselen. Ja, dat leek. Nee, die had de dalfoort. Bedoetselen. Ja, fijn die boos. Fijn die zaas. En dan die staat running. And we find the river, and there's a man was so busy across, fixing canoe.
Mm-hmm.
So it was it. Spachty, what a little dear. Nay, dear, what a little quash mallies here. Oh, dear, of course. The homes are to do to me, we eat it. It needs wind for us. Ik wil ook iets als u bij hem next. Je wil het. Ik heb ze niet voor de lille next. Niet voor dat van de laan en het adem next. Ik wil het. Ik heb het gehad het deel, niet gehad het deel. En toen ik voor eerst koos, ik viel raar op het woord als eerlijk te werken. Ik dacht, is de gans van de leuken weer te leren. So all the animals run out, that was an animal's face. Ik zei me naks dat eerlijk gehad. Ja, dan werd
ik. Zo moet ik zeggen. That was their main staple food as well.
You can find me. You can ask in the night. But yeah, it's the mountains, the quats mountains, and she's asked. And she's still walking with a big ink full of berries, maybe blueberries. It's quite a bit hard to play with yourself. Maar ik heb aardig zo'n voordeel, maar nu moet ze voor hem te meenemen. En ze wilden graag zo'n berries. En daar had ik nog een. Ze hadden me super graag gewillen die tot alleen in de zee gliebissen. Ja, die kwakte bij de ink. En hoe ze wilden dit, dat ik geen verrechter kan op animals. Smash. Bear. Some application options. You just asked it, I actually just beasted in. You sucked. You have a mother to get up. And yet the mother is and the mother's. Yeah, it is a windy. som familjeliv på ett annat sätt som jag som gett. För lärfullet är så att skulle inte skulle inte vara den nackt skulle. Det var nöjligt att du vill så att det är lärfullet. Det är ditt nackt på vårt så att jag vet att man satt ut sig nu och jag. Siis kun tuon se hihka, tuon näkisti tuon rajoitusten se, että se on tuppisähdys näkisti. Se on mitä syppin tällaista kuuluseista ja kohdettua. Ja se metrys näkisti ne röötistä on tietysti. Tämän päivän on vihi huiltii. Vauhilta aas, kun on mä näkisti. Mikä on näkseti ja sakti täytyy täällä. Jyrkimässä kuin nähdessä. Ja on tarvitsen niin yksi jätleet lyllistöt ja eet ja kyllä. Kuten se on vatsin teatamassa, missä vuhniin. Se on ne muiltia ja kyllä. Tämä olisi lehti, että on mitään sympaa. Vi skulle ju vara snabbt. 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 Ei mistä vielä. Ei tämä siinä kun mä yksin näksin sieltä, mä vuoksin. Ei suokkuin reiksi. Tämä on yksin se ensin. Tämä on käytämä niin, mitä on sakkuna. Nyt neidän tiistä viekkuin sitten kiinni. Noin lähdetty, niin nyt on se nyt alas hiten kiinni tietysti nyt. Ja siellä se mroitiin. Mroitiin, näin se mroitiin siis. What about you? Tästä matas, mä näin saa.
Oon alain. Minä olen kandart. On kiltat alle.
I can't say it again, the mom is going to lose. Jag såg att WhatsApp lände ur lagt.
I don't remember anything. My memory is never anything. Even when I was young, they used to go from one end of his got business to the other end of their own story. But my own memory is nothing.
Så att vi är ett gudna till att säga och nu fanns sömnen vi låg en köpte till staden och man gick ja, det stod som ett mark så jag sägs en massa nödigt och så att appna vi har många snöpp och mitt och mitt. Dienst.